Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday, fitting, also the 13th day of October, 2020. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine fighting tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with JD and myself. Well, it is currently 64 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 64 degrees for the Klamath Basin today. And you can feel fall in the air. The leaves are changing. It's really beautiful. And I haven't looked outside to see if any smoke's blowed in, but we had quite a bit of rain, so I ain't seen no smoke in a little while, and it ain't hurting my feelings none, except that I know this tick-tock, we're headed for fucking winter, and it ain't going to be this ain't going to be a fun winter, guys. You better be ready for this, son of a bitch. That being said, how's the weather today out there in Nazi Jersey, John?
Well, Henry, over here in the northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey, at about 95 feet above sea level mean, we currently have mostly cloudy skies, 64 degrees, 81% humidity, and, well, the rain's finally stopped because it's been raining for, oh, God, it's got to be more than 24 hours straight now, but it's finally tapered off and looks like maybe the sun's going to peek out in a little bit.
Oh, man, that don't sound like a bad... Well, it's kind of what we've had here, partially cloudy. It's, it wants to rain. I want it to rain. If it would rain, I could walk without fucking breathing dust, I guess. Anyways, anything particular poking you in the eye today?
Well, you know, I was just talking with some of my neighbors, really nice guys, but they buy the con that there's this pandemic, even though they kind of acknowledge that things don't seem right about the storyline, but no, there's some kind of pandemic, epidemic. I know people who have died from it, and I'll tell them, you know, and I try and make it clear. Look, the CDC has admitted there is no COVID-19 virus. And they'll just look at me. Yeah, but what about all the dead people?
Well, tell them they're going to be among them for being, they're going to die. They're going to die of something that's totally not a part of the CDC at all. It's called stupidity. That being said.
Well, you know, and I try and make an example. I said, look, Goebbels told us what the blueprint is here. If you're going to lie so big that people would say, well, the government would never make up a lie that like that.
Well, just make it so outrageous, you know, just most outrageous. Just keep telling it. The point is that, you know, Goebbels' idea was if you keep telling it over and over in every quarter, you know, and they can, you control the media and man, with the takeover of the internet and the turning it over to the fucking Chinese communists. Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, they've got a tight grip on it, but they do not have complete control because things are, I mean, the word's already out. And I think that's another reason they wanted the face masks on, because people were talking to one another and looking at, you know, and just anything, you stay 6 feet apart, don't talk to you. I mean, it is not going to fucking work. Because, I mean, the proof's in the pudding. I mean, people can see what's around them. We can see when the sun's shining. Believe it or not, we can tell when it's day and night. We can, without you telling us. And there's a lot of other things we know. There's a lot of our people that are fucking brilliant in many fields, and we're gonna give you a fucking taste of your own fucking medicine in a hard way here, and I think it's coming pretty goddamn quick. Right around November, I would figure. And it's going to be a cold-ass winter.
Do you think they're going to try and pull some, let's call it a black flag, a false flag, a black op, as we call it sometimes? Do you think they're going to try some kind of additional distraction theater, a violent attack, or claiming that it's somebody else, of course? Because this presidential theater is falling on its face.
Well, the theater's falling on its face, but you've got the, you know, they've got the two camps out there where they, which they want us to join one of so that we can kill each other because we're the fucking only thing standing between them and their new world order. I don't see that they have to do anything really too outrageous, you know, just, kick up the attacks. I mean, we've had stories come in about the Chai Khans bringing arms in and training these fucking communists in this goddamn country. But, of course, they're all going to be fucking women because that's all I see out in the goddamn streets. If that's an example of their army, let's go. No matter which fucking puppet is put into fucking the presidency, the so-called presidency, the head CEO, the head fucking Zion Jew ass licker, it isn't going to matter because the other side's going to, I mean, they're just not going to accept it. They've just said it. It's going to be, it's fucking war. Either way you go about it and all, you know, it just takes a little bit of shooting at the wrong fucking people and they'll get their goddamn war. I think they're going to get it, you know, 20 times harder, but people better understand they intend to fucking crash the economy at the same time. And they intend for you to be in the middle of one of the coldest winters. I would think that that if they're going to do something like this, which they are, it's going to be in the wintertime when life's the hardest to live and we're goddamn, oh, just get me into that warm fucking FEMA camp for my re-education. Give me some of that GMO fucking death food, anything. But it's not going to work because the people the people know what's going on. I mean, I don't think they can find enough voters for a goddamn election right now. Go ahead.
Hey, that mask thing, don't that stop your air supply from getting to your brain, like to get oxygen to your brain?
Well, of course. I mean, some people
can be dying from that shit, too, from the lack of oxygen because you need to breathe.
Well, it also makes your brain not function quite as well, too. Were those guys wearing masks?
It's called mild hypoxia.
Were those guys wearing masks that you were talking to, John?
No. No, but they're older, so, you know, they've grown up in that generation of what I call the most brainwashed, miseducated, misinformed generation in human history.
Oh, yep, you're absolutely goddamn correct on that one. But, you know, a lot of people people are breaking out of it, and younger people. That's what that's really what excites me is I see the younger people, I mean, they ain't quite got it, but they're goddamn close, man. They're close enough to fucking be a fucking danger. And I think these son of a bitches are shitting themselves and trying to figure a fucking way around it, a way to win when they can't win.
Well,
fucking COVID
the movie
shit.
When he talked about how they don't try and save older people, because typically their brains just are their psychology just isn't capable of handling the transition back to the real world.
Yeah. I mean, it's like somebody who spends too much time in prison. They become institutionalized and they just, you know, that way of life, they feel uncomfortable not being in fucking prison. And they, you know, they just.
Well, absolutely. Exactly. Yes.
Yep. Anyhow, we're going to start off with billionaires' combined wealth has reached a record $10.2 trillion thanks to COVID-19. And we'll get into it in just a moment.
Cool as a boy on ice, hotter than the rolling dice. Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And John D. Alrighty, guys, you know, I was, just before I came up here, I was, you know, going through the comments, and, HD had wrote a comment that said, everywhere I look, there are signs, help needed, and you know, the same old fucking Trump-tard motherfucking bullshit. But, yeah, there's help wanted signs out there. I mean, this is what I wrote him back. If you're willing to work for a substandard wage for somebody like old HD, got him a business, don't you know? If you're willing to work for a fucking substandard wage and sleep in your fucking car and fucking, I mean, and just sell yourself your life's time for a penance so a prick like him can fucking get the money for your fucking sweat and live a good fucking life. Hey, you son of a bitch and industrialist motherfucking prick, we're coming for you. And you better do some fucking counting. Billionaires' combined wealth reached a record $10.2 trillion thanks to COVID-19. This is from Tech Dirt. This is your corporation, your fucking industry. You motherfuckers, we know who you are. We outnumber you 1,000 to 1. We're going to mow your fucking asses down and take everything you have. Get ready for it, because it's coming. COVID-19 has decimated many economies and several industries. Ooh, yeah. Costing millions of people their jobs. Boy, for goddamn sure. No, there's jobs everywhere. There's just fucking jobs. I mean, goddamn good paying middle class fucking jobs. They're coming to the door, knocking on your door, trying to get you to take them. For the world's billionaires, however, the pandemic has helped their fortunes grow up by more than a quarter to a record high of over $10 trillion fucking dollars. Ooh, here we are again, right after, you know, just like in 2008. Right after the, you know, the terrible fucking thing that happened with the fucking derivatives fraud. And the son of a bitches who fucking orchestrated it all are making record fucking profits, making trillions more as the fucking poor get poorer. And that's what's happening, and everybody fucking knows it. You better start counting those fucking poor, and you better realize the money they did have, they bought the fucking guns and ammo to deal with your fucking asses. A study by Swiss bank USB and accounting firm PwC found that at the start of April, global billionaires' wealth stood at $8 trillion. By July, following the height of the coronavirus pandemic, it had reached $10.2 trillion. Previous peak was $8.9 trillion recorded at the end of 2017. A lot of that increase came from billionaires betting on the recovery of global stock markets as they're fucking manipulating those markets while they're giving us goddamn a $1,200 check while they're pumping billions of fucking dollars into that fucking stock market in the name of goddamn stimulus. Just like fucking Obama did. Same fucking shit. I mean, how many times can they play in that? I mean, fuck me once, shame on me. You fuck me twice, shame on me. And this is fuck me twice in the same fucking way. Stimulus my fucking ass. It is a giveaway to the trillionaires and the billionaires that you've been giving it away from the beginning. They gave them motherfuckers $3.2 trillion. Just gave it to them. $3.2 trillion. Dropped the fucking tax rate on corporations. Fucking made it. He fucking did the bidding of the fucking people who put his fucking sorry fucking ass in office. Plain and simple.
Hey, Henry.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going, brother. It's going. Hey, you just sparked something in me again like you always do. And I was going to go to something else, but I'm going to go back on this. You know what? And you're 100% right. We do live in a socialist country because it's socialism for the corporations.
Yes.
And servitude. You know, it's servitude for us, we little people. And, you know, if Obama would have done what Trump done and vice versa, you know, the Trump talk would be saying, look, he's trying to make it a socialist country.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's just, and the fools don't even realize that. And, you know, and another thing you just brought up about these corporations, you know, back in history, man, you know, when you think about it, people really didn't work for other people. Your own life and you, how you wanted to live your life really were based on you. only time people ever worked for other people when they were slaves, man. And this really didn't come about basically until, you know, you probably know better than I, but basically probably about, you know, the Industrial Revolution,
yep,
when they started building all these big factories and all that. You know, your life used to be in your hands. How much money you wanted to work or how you wanted to live used to be in your hands. When did this get flipped where people think, you know, jobs, having a job and working for someone else is the way it's supposed to be? Because if you go back and you look at history, either you was a slave when you worked for someone else or you were working off a debt or something that you paid.
Well, you know that.
Yeah, you know.
Go ahead. Sorry, Mark.
You know, Dion, you're exactly right, Dion. And I'll just add a little bit to that real quick. These fucking asshole billionaires, these pieces of shit traitors, fucking traitors, built their fortunes off our sweat, and now
yep,
they want to go and fucking, and now they want to goddamn, and to put the nail in the fucking coffin, they want to automate everything, and they want to fucking fry it. They don't even want us on the planet anymore. They used us, yep, for how they, yep, wanted us, and now they want us gone. Fuck them. You know, goddamn it. It just fucking drives me. I just want to shoot every fucking one of them.
I'm the same way too. I mean, you try to get the, you know, the normie, the sheep of people to see that, but they just don't see it because they really don't understand. You know, they have no education in real history. Besides, I mean, if you don't get to the alternative method and read books and other things that are not in school, you'll never know all this. Or listen to people like him. I mean, you'll never know none of this, man.
Well, the fact is, you know, that just like the implementation of communism, the infiltration of communism, I mean, you had like generations after the war, like you said, before the war, man, I want to be an entrepreneur. I don't want to work for somebody. Like you said, if you went to work for somebody, it'd be a goddamn good deal for you. And you didn't have to fucking do books was the only fucking difference because everybody had equal access to, but, you know, after 1933 when they took the fucking gold and these fucking banks were just, they were allowed, well, when they got a dollar, it's worth $10. When you got a dollar, it's worth fucking 3 cents. You know, when that same shit at the same time, it was being pumped through, into the kids, the, heads of the kids that were just now being indoctrinated into the fucking idea that they were going to do until they were 18, they were going to be in these fucking schools. And what, oh man, when you were growing up, what were you told? Man, be proud. You work and you get that paycheck every weekend. Yeah, every week and I pay my bills and I pay my taxes. You're a fucking idiot. Go ahead.
Hey, they were talking about that Sean Hannity about, he had a book out there and they were pushing capitalism in this country and that, the other guy was saying about socialism, but everything goes back to communitarianism, all big thing on steroids. They just want to keep pushing this new world order on people until we blast them out of here, like you said.
Exactly correct. This is not a capitalist fucking country, you fucking vulture motherfuckers. You that think that somebody else should sweat so you can kick back on a fucking fishing boat or go on an Alaskan fucking hunting trip. You deserve it, and they don't because you belong to the lodge, don't you, you motherfucker? You and your good old boy buddies fucking turn everything into fucking all the money over to the federal government to come back into the fucking states, and you control who fucking gets it, who gets the contracts, and who gets to be the fucking slave. I ain't going to be your motherfucking slave. You're going to see a slave uprising where the slaves are hanging your motherfucking industrious asses. How about that, you Mason piece of fucking shit? Finish this article.
Henry?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, Katie.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Yeah, it's Katie. Hi. Yeah, I wanted your opinion and your wisdom on this. Last Thursday, there were about seven of us from outside of the, we're in the county, but outside of the city. But anyway, we went to a commissioner's court meeting. And the reason for it was we were trying to stop them from extending the local disaster declaration,
mm-hmm,
that the county set in place March 13th. So we went in there, and we got there before all the commissioners came and the judge. And anyway, there were seven of us, and there were a lot more people, but seven of us that went that were maskless. So anyway, he walks in, and he seats himself up in, like, the judge's chair, like the commissioners were down sitting. It's, you know, it's an old courtroom type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he says, he goes ballistic. He said, you know, you people that don't have a mask on, you know, you're disrespecting my courtroom. He kept saying my courtroom. Mm-hmm. He said you're putting the people in danger that are in this my courtroom and the people in the county, blah, blah, blah. And if you don't leave, I'm going to have the deputy sheriff remove you. So we just sat there.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't move. And he kind of goes on for a couple more minutes about something, and I thought, okay, cool, he's not going to say anything. Because, you know, like I was in a group of people, my family, that, you know, I know this and that, and these other people were spread out, and they were kind of sitting way back like we were so that we, you know, we wouldn't be around anybody. So anyway, he goes ballistic again, and he says, I already told you, it's my courtroom, and you're disrespecting my courtroom, and blah, 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 blah. So anyway, one guy, he just stood up, and he goes, you know, he said, sir, he said, I can't wear a mask. Anyway, the judge went on. He freaked out again. And so, anyway, he said, I'm going to have the sheriff remove you. And so, anyway, I and some other people just got up and left. It's like, screw you. I'm not putting on a mask, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, my question is, he's saying it's my courtroom. Now, this was not a court case going on. This is a commissioner's meeting that goes on every 2 weeks. Okay, how would I respond to that? Like, he didn't build it. It's not his. It's the people's, right?
I would have told him, I said, then you better produce the goddamn title to this fucking building with your name on it. You got it? If you don't, you're giving me you're trying to give me an order without a fucking, not coming from a fucking judicial court, not coming from a common law court. You're trying to exercise an authority you do not have. You are committing treason. You are trying to fucking remove me from this building that belongs to me and every other working ass son of a bitch that paid for it without due process of the law. You do understand what due process of the law is, don't you, sir? And I want to see the title to this building with your fucking name on it. Otherwise, I say it belongs to me because it belongs to we, the people who bought and paid for it.
Okay.
That would have been
response. And then, you know, Matt and I were wondering, like, I mean, is this like, you know, is he speaking on behalf of the corporate, you know, county charter or, you know what I mean? We just weren't really sure how to respond to him. Yeah, and then the one guy that actually stood up, he actually left the courtroom, talked to the deputy sheriff, went back in. The deputy sheriff talked to the judge, and he ended up being able to stay. Well, anyway, the guy goes, the judge, he says, you know, you're disrespecting my courtroom. And then the guy goes, he goes, no, you're disrespecting the Constitution. That's what he said, Constitution. But anyway, so we had left, and we were outside the doors, but somebody recorded what went on, so I was able to hear. Well, this judge, he goes, the guy that spoke, one of the guys that spoke said, you know, look, the Texas Bill of Rights and the United States Bill of Rights says blah, blah, blah. He rattled off. And the judge goes, he said, the Constitution can be interpreted in so many ways. This is not the place for it. It has to go up the ladder, basically, he says, you know, like to the Supreme Court. The guy doesn't even know what his function is, which is to secure the rights of the people. I mean, he flat out said it.
Of course he did. The bottom line is I would have held up the Bill of Rights and I say, can you read it at a third grade fucking level? Because I got news for you, mister. I want to see, hey, sheriff. I want to see a goddamn order, a court order, ordering me out of this goddamn building. Otherwise, you're forcing me out without any jurisdictional authority. You have no goddamn authority. You cannot get any goddamn authority, and you're trying to make me leave this public building without due process of the fucking law. And now this document here, this is written, ratified law. It says you have to go through this whole process here, right up to the goddamn verdict from a common law jury, before you can order me to do anything. Do you have it? Do you have it? And I want to see the goddamn title for this fucking building with his fucking name on it. And you ain't no fucking judge, buddy. Who elected your ass?
That's right. Hey, that's cool.
Monarch mindset. That's the monarch mindset where they think that this is the king's land and you're on. Man, screw it. Let's blow these bastards away. Let's blow these bastards away. That's that monarch mindset.
It.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a total tyrant. I mean, this is a small town, but something that really, really cool happened was some of us that, you know, that were in that courtroom. And
it's not a courtroom. It's a county commissioner's office, and it fucking belongs to the people.
Okay, that's cool. Well, I'm going to write a letter to the editor, Henry, and I'm going to blast this guy. This guy's a retired lieutenant general, and he was acting like we were his, I don't know what, like lower links, or just totally, whatever. I shouldn't be shocked at him. He was such an asshole. But anyway, so some of us were digging around for numbers, like, because they still have this declaration in place, and it's, anyway, like, if it goes, I forget what the numbers are, but if it's like, if you have 20 or above, you know, this declaration can stay in place. Well, the FEMA Homeland Security guy, the one that's feeding the commissioners and the judge these numbers, well, we started knocking on his email and saying, hey, you know, produce the numbers. We want to see these numbers. Well, this was Friday. He said, I'll get back with you ASAP. He never produced the numbers. So another email went to the judge this time, and he said, it was funny, he was all apologetic. This was the guy that spoke. His wife is the one that sent the email to the judge saying, hey, look, you know, I've been looking around the state website about the numbers, and here in this county, they're not anywhere near what they should be for this declaration to be in existence. So he said, well, let me talk to, you know, the FEMA homeland guy, the guy that's feeding all the numbers. Anyway, I don't know, it was about 30 minutes later, he comes back and he said, because if it's below a certain number and there hasn't been any increases within 2 weeks, anyway, then they can, send something up to the governor to get the declaration, like, not in place anymore, the emergency declaration. It's a petition, I guess, is what it is. And they can do that according to Abbott's whatever, directives, executive orders. So anyway, he got lickety-split about 30 minutes later and said, oh, yeah, fine, okay, we're gonna send in this thing and we're going to have this lifted. So it took people to actually start digging because they kept, like I said, since March 13th, this thing's been in place. And about 4 weeks ago, just prior to this last commissioner's court meeting on Thursday, the judge wasn't there. He was on vacation. I didn't know, whatever. So the other commissioners were there, and I asked the question. I said, I want to know if you all are getting any kind of money that's coming into this county, how much, where from. And they said, oh, and then the FEMA homeland, oh, well, no, we're not getting any money, this and that, but we have gotten a few items. Well, anyway, at this Thursday's, this latest one, like I said, I wasn't in there, but it was secretly recorded by one of our people. Well, anyway, the guy goes, nobody asked him about money. So from that last meeting, before this one on Thursday, somebody must have said, hey, somebody's snooping around about the money. Because that CARES Act, anyway, I found out, like, this region that we're in, it didn't get any money. But you could apply for it. And anyway, this extension, and I think according to the CARES Act, anyway, they have to have a declaration in place until December 30th when the CARES Act, whatever, expires. So the guy on his own, the judge, goes, by the way, he said, this is, you know, he said, yes, we are getting money, but it's not all about the money. So you see what I'm saying? It's a money thing. They're getting pumped in here like, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
But see, you're breaking away thinking. From the simplicity. I mean, I'm sure it's absolutely 110% corrupt. But the fact of the law of this fucking land, the ratified law of this land, is you cannot be ordered except through a court. Only a court can order. Only a jury, after you've received procedural due process, can issue an order to make you do anything. He is not a judge. He is a commissioner. And he's actually an illegal entity because he's actually sets on the board
He's a rogue.
He's a corporate board member, and we don't live under corporate law. We live under under the law of the fucking Bill of Rights, the law that we as people ratified. And the bottom line is nobody can tell you to do anything. Think about it. Just think about it.
His individual capacity.
Exactly. In his individual cast, I'd get a tape of that meeting where he said that building belonged to him, and I would have him order me out of there, and then I would go to the next meeting. I want to see a court order signed where I've had my procedural due process and I'm being ordered out of this fucking building, because other than that you can't do it there, General. This ain't North Korea. And you ain't no goddamn authority over me whatsoever, no more than the guy sitting next to me. In fact, you're a fucking criminal because you are operating in violation of the law. When you say, when you tell me to leave here and you can't show me a fucking order from a court making me fucking leave, it's like ordering somebody off a piece of land or something. Anything. Think about it. God damn it, it ain't been that long. They have to have a fucking court order to tell you to do anything.
Yeah, okay.
And it's that simple.
Like I said, Henry, I plan on going to this next commissioner's meeting. And anyway, I'm gonna write a letter to the editor regarding his behavior. And there was a write up in the article, and it I don't think that the people I was with started the recording where it's on tape where he's ordering us to get out of his court. But anyway, it's in the newspaper. The guy from the newspaper came, and anyway, so it's recorded there in the actual article.
Well, I would go down to the recorder's office, and I'd go look for the deed to that building. It'll say that, you know, it's in a corporation's, it'll be in a corporation's name. You watch what I tell you. And say, well, evidently this guy here, he owns this corporation, what the hell am I that this guy we're working under some kind of corporate Roman civil law here where his whims are fucking like court orders? Because I can only be I can only be compelled by a court order, period. I can be compelled to answer by the filing of a fucking a complaint against me. Is there any complaint filed against me? Is there an indictment against me somewhere I don't know about? Oh, you ain't got one of those? Is there a goddamn civil suit against me somewhere that I don't know about? Can you show me a civil suit? You haven't got to engage me no way lawfully, you son of a bitch. And you sure as hell do not have a goddamn court order to order me out of this fucking building. And your goddamn private pig over there, your private Blackwater pig, is violating the fucking law too because he doesn't have the authority to throw me out of this fucking building.
Yeah, Henry, you gotta come with me.
No. I'd love
to. Thanks, Henry. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Go ahead.
Anybody can read the Bill of Rights, and you can see the violations they're doing, Henry. And it's very simple if people really want that. But I think it's like you said, the Roman civil law. But I think they're trying to see how much the people are going to put up with.
Well, yeah, they are. But you know the difference between common law and Roman civil law. You know, see, American common law is the goddamn Bill of Rights. Forget about that fucking British bullshit and the people telling you that's common law, all that Bible shit. It is not. It was not ratified in this fucking country. What was ratified as law in this country is what is on that fucking piece of paper in those 10 fucking articles, period. That's the law. And you take that fucking law. And you hold it right up in front of them and say, is this the fucking law? Yes or no? Was this ratified in 1791? You're breaking this part of the fucking law. Where's my procedural due process, you son of a bitch? And what makes you, you're a fucking judge? I want to see your fucking bond. I want to see your judge's bond, judge. Otherwise, you're just a corporate piece of shit who has no fucking authority over nobody.
Why can't you arrest the son of a bitch? Put him in handcuffs. You know, fuck.
That's the way it should be. You should be able to walk up there and tap him on the shoulder and say, I'm arresting you for violation of the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th article of the fucking Bill of Rights, which is ratified law. You have violated my fucking rights. You have committed high crime. I accuse you of sedition and treason. You're under arrest. And right then and there, that fucking cop, if he was a real fucking cop and not a fucking corporate fucking enforcer, working as a private contractor, not as a fucking elected official of the people, he has to walk over there and cuff that motherfucker and take him to jail. That's the law. Anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You have a, how do you say, you'll consider a court
to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1242 Pacific Time. I'm here with my brother, John D., United States Marine Fighting Tyranny, and it's time for the tactical report. So I'm going to turn the mic over to you, John. It's all yours, brother.
There we go. It helps when I unmute the mic. Okay. Thank you very much, Henry. As always, that was a good conversation there. We are going with everyone coming up. Okay, I guess I thought I heard some noise back there. All right, cut this down a little bit. Good conversation we had to go through. It was nice to hear everyone coming up. However, right now, we're going to do the tactical report. I am John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is the tactical report. It is October 13th, 2020. That would be a Tuesday. In fact, let's go into, let me see if I got my list here. Oh, here we go. Oh, that's not it. Oh, what'd I do with it? Okay, remember, our days of our week come from the Norse gods, and Tuesday comes from Tyr, or Tyr's Day, who was the god of war, which became our Tuesday. Did I say yes? October 13th, 2020. It is 15:46 Eastern Daylight Time. That's 3:46 to all you civilians out there, and to everybody who thinks they're going to vote their way out of this. Mickey's little hand is just past the 3, and his big hand is up there pointing at something that looks like the number 9. All right, let's get moving here. I got a lot of stuff I want to cover, and I got a hodgepodge of stuff today. So let me cover a couple of quick things real quick, a couple of small items. All right, let's start off with take a fly over the fraud, the con called the financial markets. We got gold at 1,894. Yes, $1,894 an ounce. And again, we had that big smackdown right about between 10 and 11 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, which of course is just about the time the London markets are closed, where a lot of the suppression comes from. Now, it's not the only place that it occurs, but that seems to be one of the main controlling points, or the one of the main mechanisms of the price suppression is what's called the London Mile, or the where all those London banks are. It's about a square mile of banks. They sometimes refer to it as the London Mile. Anyway, we got silver. It's down 92 cents at $24.17 an ounce. We've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average, that fraud, that con called the stock market, down 200 points at 28,633. The U.S. Dollar Index, remember there is no such thing as the U.S. dollar. It is a Federal Reserve note created by the Federal Reserve, who was created by the international communists for the installation of international communism here in this country and around the world. Crude oil is up 81 cents at $40.24 a barrel on the New York spot. And then we've got the cryptocurrencies. Now remember, the Federal Reserve and other central banks are getting ready to roll out their version of cryptocurrencies, or they're calling them digital dollars. They're not calling them cryptocurrencies. The phrase I saw in a couple articles on this was digital dollars. It's the same bullshit. So you don't even get the luxury now of having paper to wipe your ass with when it goes worthless. At least with the fiat currency you're holding in your pocket, as it goes worthless, at the very least you can use a paper to start a fire with, or to at least wipe your ass with. But with digital currencies, you don't even get that out of the deal. Remember the old joke in Weimar Germany, 1921, 1922, when their currency hyperinflated. The joke was, if you found a wheelbarrow full of money, you dumped the money and you kept the wheelbarrow. And that is what's coming, people, because hyperinflation is a mathematical certainty. Going on, Bitcoin is currently down $137 at $11,423. Ethereum is down $8 at $379. And Litecoin is down almost a buck at $50. So going on real quick, let's see. I want to get over on this. Oh, here we go. All right. So I want to mention this again because I did get into this conversation with some friends today, and it amazes me how they keep buying into it. They'll acknowledge that, you know, the media lies to them, but they refuse to acknowledge that they're lying to them about the coronavirus. No, of course, they'll lie to them about everything else, but no, not the coronavirus, because they said there's dead people, so they can't be lying about that. Now, remember, on average, 8,000 people a day die in this country. We're a country of 300 and roughly 30 million people, according to the census. And then if you count in all the foreign invaders they've been pumping in this country for the last 4 or 5 decades, we're well over 400 million. You got 400 million people in this country. You're going to have a certain number of them dying on average every day. It's going to happen. And that number is about 8,000. So now if they turned around and said 1,000 of them are dying a day from coronavirus, but they don't tell you, well, on average 8,000 people a day dying, they're just going to make up a number. Oh, 1,000 people a day. 1,000 people died yesterday. No, about 8,000 people died yesterday. You're just saying out of that 8,000, about 1,000 of them died from a non-existent virus. It's bullshit, people. Pure bullshit. How do we know it's bullshit? Well, because we've covered articles and subjects and doctors and nurses and healthcare workers just like this over in Natural News. And I've covered this before, but I'm going to at least read the headline. Belgian health expert accused WHO, World Health Organization, of faking coronavirus pandemic. That's right, people. It's a fake. Now, I had other articles like this one. This was over in FromRome.info, FromRome.info, and the headline of the article was, 1,000 German doctors say COVID-19 is a 100% scam. They didn't say 99%. They didn't say 99.99%. No, what they said, it's a 100% scam. How can that be? Well, the only way it could be a 100% scam is if there is no such underlying virus that they are indicating is the base of the pandemic. That's the only way, people. Well, you got 1,000 German doctors. Then we had an article up on the website talking about some 17,000 or something like that. Doctors and nurses are now signing petitions declaring it's a scam. But yet some people just refuse to believe they're being lied to. You know why? Because they're special. You see, the government lies to everybody but them. These people who got to believe that this pandemic is real, it's because they saw some talking head on the news talk about it, or they saw an article that said, oh, so many people died from it. They can't possibly be lying, because that would mean they're lying to them, and they're special. See, the media and the press, they'll lie to everybody else but them. So, of course, the numbers have to be real, at least as far as they're concerned. That's the kind of psychological bullshit somebody has to be inflicting on themselves to keep denying that this is a scam. Well, let's get moving here. I just wanted to mention that because people can't get over it. Now, I actually just printed this out, and this is interesting, over in blog.nomorefakenews.com. Blog.nomorefakenews.com. And I've covered this too. The smoking gun. Where is the coronavirus? The CDC says it isn't available. Now, in it is a link to the actual CDC document called CDC 2019 Novel Coronavirus Real-Time RT-PCR Diagnostic Panel. Now, remember, the RT-PCR stands for Reverse Transcription Polymerase Chain Reaction. It is not a diagnostic tool. It was never designed as a diagnostic tool, and it has never been used as a diagnostic tool until now, because it's not a diagnostic tool. It is a technique, and it is a method used by geneticists for DNA amplification. That's it. That's all it's good for. Trying to use this to detect or determine that if somebody has a particular virus, especially the coronavirus or the COVID-19, is like using a voltmeter to find out how much money is in your bank account. It just doesn't work. Yes, the voltmeter will have its uses. Your bank account tells you something else, but you can't use a voltmeter to read how much money is in your bank account. No, you just bring that up on your computer screen and you read the number. So I'm emphasizing this because we're leading into this. It says here over in Zero Hedge, Netherlands, Ukraine, tighten restrictions as countries across Europe see record COVID-19 cases. Live updates. Now, wait a minute. Didn't we just have a slew of information out there indicating, number one, there is no pandemic. Number two, the CDC has admitted there is no coronavirus virus or COVID-19 virus. Number three, you've had doctors and nurses in multiple countries by the thousands, by the tens of thousands, declare this is a complete fraud. And yet here they are telling us in the press, well, they're going to increase they're going to tighten the restrictions because they've had a record number of COVID-19 cases. Now, remember, what does the so-called test for COVID-19 tell you? Doesn't tell you jack shit. But what we did find is that they had something in these COVID-19 tests, and that's what they're calling them, something called a primer sequence. And that is, it already has some DNA material in there to initiate the DNA amplification. What was that DNA primer material? Well, it turns out that 16 of the molecules were from human gene number 8 that every human on the planet seems to have. So if they're looking at that, of course they're going to get positive cases, because if you're human, you're going to have gene number 8, and if you have gene number 8, you're going to have those 16 genes in there that they keep declaring seems to be a positive indication. So this is bullshit, people. That's what I'm getting at. But let's read this real quick here. Let's see if they have it. Update. Okay, I like this. Now, this is out of London. It says, update, 1455, quarter to 3, 5 to 3, ET. So I'm guessing that means Eastern time, our time. London Mayor Sadiq Khan. Well, there's a nice Irish name for you. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has joined the chorus of Labour leaders calling for another 2-week circuit breaker where bars, restaurants, and other non-essential businesses would be closed. London's infection rate has climbed, but not nearly as fast as the northern hotspots. Ooh, I'm so scared. Let's see what this says. It says Labour leader Keir Starmer and a pair of government scientists are pressuring Prime Minister Boris Johnson, that's over there in Britain, to agree to a 2-week countrywide lockdown, since it worked so well last time, to get COVID-19 numbers under control. This despite the WHO's declaration that lockdowns are disproportionately hurting the poor. The warning comes as Liverpool is struggling with a surge in hospital patients, with 95% of its intensive care beds in the city's main hospitals full, roughly half of them with COVID-19 patients. Now, remember, we've talked about this bullshit, where they would declare how hospitals were full, the emergency rooms were overflowing, and, of course, their ICUs were packed to capacity. And then, of course, we'd send somebody, or somebody would go out there to investigate the day after the press left, the media left, and they would find not only was it normal, but it was empty. There wasn't anybody there. More of this bullshit. But you know what? The people that want to believe this is a scam, they're lying to us, but not you. You just keep believing there's a scam, a pandemic. All right, so there's more to this. It's an interesting article, but it talks about how they keep pushing this narrative. As Henry had said, Goebbels said, keep pushing the lie, keep pushing the lie. And where have we seen that before? Well, let's see. Oh, yeah. How about September 11th? You know, them Muslims that hate our freedom. You know, they're the ones who attacked us on September 11, 2001. They're the ones that flew those commercial jet aircraft impossibly beyond their physical capabilities into the Twin Towers, collapsed them, and then, of course, 7 hours later, with no plane hit at all, Building 7 fell all on its own. But you know what? The building fell out of sympathy for the Twin Towers. That's what it was, people. It's called sympathy global failure. I guess that's a new phrase we're going to have to come up with in architecture. Going on. Let me get over to this one. Okay, I like this. And again, this is partly what's behind the so-called pandemic, which is just a scam. It's really restricting people's rights, taking people's rights away, forcing them into house arrest, nation arrest, without due process, because that is the basis of law, due process. And they're doing all this without due process. It's to eradicate the notion of due process. Let's see what this says. In shithitthefanplan.com, New York City begins extortive tyranny, punishing people for COVID-19 violations. Now, we just proved over and over and over again, there is no pandemic. There is no epidemic. CDC has admitted it does not have any of the COVID-19 virus to study or analyze or develop a vaccine from, but yet they keep pushing this bullshit story. There's a pandemic out there, even though actually nobody is sick, at least not outside the normal realms of being sick. Common cold, allergies, and then people normally get sick. Those are all happening because they always happen. That's the nature of life. But let's see what this says. It says, if you disobey Master Andrew Cuomo, and I call him Governor Homo, Comrade Bill de Blasio in New York City, you could be extorted for up to $150,000. The tyrannical rollout is here, and it's coming soon to another city near you. Brace yourself. This isn't going to stop in New York. It's only being rolled out here first. Many of over the $150,000 worth of fines to be extorted will come from religious groups there to worship and gather as they please, which is a basic fundamental human right. New York City government announced 62 summonses and over $150,000 in fines since Friday during pandemic-related closures and restrictions, the city said in a tweet on Sunday. And it goes on, we're talking about this nonsense. This is tyranny in your face. You know, I remember people saying, you know, especially in the 70s and 80s, and there was a bit more discussion about World War II, and, you know, how could the people of Germany let it get to that extent? How could that happen? How could the people in Russia ever let it get to that extent? How could they have let that happen? How could the people in China have let that happen? You know, especially when Mao Zedong came in and starved to death some 50 to 70 million Chinese. How could they have let that happen? I'll tell you how they let it happen. Exactly like this. Not something like this. Exactly just like this. And that's where this is heading, people, because that is their objective. And if you don't believe me, just look up something called the Georgia Guidestones. And there they have it, etched in stone. Yes, people, it is etched in stone for these New World Order scumbags to reduce humanity to under 500 million people to live in perpetual balance with nature. That means they have to get rid of 95% of humanity. They have to exterminate 95% of the human race. And what's the best way? Well, vaccines, because then they can target exactly who they want to get rid of. Because who the fuck knows what's actually in that needle? Well, I don't know exactly what's in it, but I do know it will be designed to kill you. Well, in fact, I do know what's in it. In fact, I've covered that too. Let's take a look at some of these ingredients, and you can look for it yourself over on learntherisk.org. What's a couple of the ingredients they put in every one of those needles, those vaccines, and those flu vaccines, cold vaccines, whatever you're getting a vaccine for? What are just some of the ingredients that are always in it, regardless of what the vaccine itself is? Well, number one, aluminum. Aluminum, known to cause brain damage at all doses, linked to Alzheimer's disease, dementia, seizures, autoimmune issues, sudden infant death syndrome, and, of course, cancer. This toxin accumulates in the brain and causes more damage with each dose, which is no strange peculiarity that one of the things they find in Alzheimer's patients is an accumulation of aluminum in the brain. But they can't seem to figure out where it's coming, people. You know, they can dig up a mummy that died 5,000 years ago, and after a little bit of analysis, they can tell you exactly what he died from 5,000 years ago. But they can't seem to fucking figure out where all the aluminum is coming from that they keep finding in all these Alzheimer's patients. Can't be in that needle they're injecting aluminum into you with. No, can't be that, people, so don't think it. Going on. What's a couple more other things? I like this one. Formaldehyde, called formalin, known to cause cancer in humans. Known to cause cancer in humans. Probably in anything you inject it in, not just humans. Probable gastrointestinal, liver, respiratory, immune, nerve, and reproductive system poison. It didn't even say that it's disruptive to these systems. It's calling it an outright poison, because that's what it is, people. Banned from injectables in most European countries. Well, let's look at one more, because I love this one. Mercury, known as thermosol, a preservative. They call it a preservative for the vaccine. One of the most toxic substances known. Even if a thermometer breaks, the building is cleared and a hazmat team is called. Tiny doses cause damage to the brain, gut, liver, bone marrow, nervous system, and/or kidneys, linked to autoimmune disorders and neurological disorders like autism. You see, autism is not a naturally occurring or a environmentally occurring disease, meaning just occurs on its own. Autism is the result of injecting mercury into infants, which causes brain damage. And that's just a few of the nice ingredients they put in those needles. And that's going to be a few of the nice ingredients they're going to inject into you, people, because that's where all this is leading, to make sure that you extend your arm so they can inject you with that vile old death. Going on. Now, I like this one over in Shit Hit the Flame Panel also. Bill Gates. Wait for 2 generations of vaccines before returning to normal. What? 2 generations of vaccines. That's right. You're going to get a double dose, people. First, they're going to come out with COVID-19 vaccine 1.0, and then they're going to come out with the 2.0, and that's right. You're going to extend your arm again and get another dose of that healthy aluminum to accumulate in your brain, which is going to help cause Alzheimer's. It says Bill Gates is warning us that we have to get 2 generations worth of vaccines before we can return to normal. He also says that the virus has to be eliminated globally before we are allowed to have any resemblance of life back. Did anyone mention that to Bill Gates that we have a vaccine for the flu and we haven't been able to eradicate it anywhere, let alone globally? Either way, he is a totalitarian. No, he's an international communist scumbag, a Zionist, seeking power over people and getting richer doing it. And so he doesn't care anyway. According to Gates' standard, no one earth will ever be free. I'm not sure what the hell that exactly means, but that's what it says. It says the only way we get back to completely normal is by having maybe not the first generation of vaccines, but eventually a vaccine that is super effective and that a lot of the people take, and that we get the disease eliminated on a global basis. And that's according to Bill Gates. He said that in an interview on NBC's on Sunday on Meet the Press. Are you getting where they're going with this, people? Not one, but two needles. Now, there is a classified government program in biological warfare, and they're called binary and trinary redox pathogens. Now, you don't hear about this very often, but essentially the way it works is they inject one part of the formula into you, and then when they inject the second part of the formula into you, they interact, and they interact in a fatal way. Normally, the way that happens is it causes your body to produce mycotoxins, which is not the virus itself, but it's the result, like alcohol. Alcohol is a mycotoxin. When you drink alcohol, you're not drinking the yeast that actually made the alcohol. You're drinking the product of the fermentation, the product or the result of the yeast action, that is its byproduct, its bodily byproducts, its metabolic byproducts, and you drink that. Well, technically, alcohol is a mycotoxin. And if you drink enough of it, it will kill you. If you drink it in sufficient strength, it will kill you. But when you drink it in small doses and it's diluted down especially, which is how most alcohol is sold, it's very diluted down, you get a mild high off of it. But that's actually the poisonous effect. It's interfering with your nerve transmission. Well, this is the same thing. They're going to inject the first part of the vaccine into you, and then when they inject the second part, they interact in a way that will have fatal consequences for you. Either one on itself will not do much to you, if anything, other than the byproducts they put in with it, like the aluminum and the thermosol and so forth. But it will not have the desired fatal reaction until you have both components in your bloodstream. And I suspect this is what they're actually working on, because they have an agenda. They have a goal, and it's written in stone that they want to get rid of or eliminate 95% of the human population. Anyway, let's see here. 408. All right, almost out of time. I got that. You know, yesterday we mentioned Hillary Clinton, and so I just wanted to go back to this because I mentioned this. You know, most people don't realize she was actually on the Watergate Investigation Committee. Remember with Nixon? And it says here, it says Hillary Clinton fired from Watergate investigation by Jerry Ziffman, who was the former counsel to the House Judiciary Committee. And he stated the reason was, quote, because she was a liar. She was unethical, dishonest lawyer. She conspired to violate the Constitution, the rules of the House, the rules of the committee, and the rules of confidentiality. And you got to remember, this statement, this comment, is made by another scumbag lawyer. So what they were saying is Hillary Clinton was so much of a scumbag that even for a scumbag lawyer, she was too much. And they kicked her off the Watergate Investigation Committee. And that was the beginning of her career. And we know what she's done since then, don't we? All right, one last item. You know, Henry brought up this issue about gold and silver, and I think maybe my constant mentioning of it may be misinterpreted. What I'm getting at is, you have a certain amount of money or resources, and you want to convert some of it into the stuff you need or think you're going to need in the future that you may not be able to get easily, especially things like food, water, water purification, self-defense, medical supplies. You know, once the economy crashes, once the hyperinflation starts, once the disruption to the supply chain starts, those items are going to be very difficult to get. So you stockpile them now, but you get stuck. You have the burden of security. Once you have them, you have to keep them. That in and of itself is a completely different challenge from just acquiring them. But after you get all that done, say you believe you've bought enough long-term storable food. And there is no rule of thumb here. I've read a whole bunch of articles, and I've seen them list everything from a couple of months to several years' worth is what you should have. You got to make that the final decision. Do you want to have 6 months of long-term storable food, several months, a year, 2 years? That's up to you, and it's up to your wallet. How much can you afford? And same is true for all the other things. But after you get all that done, and if you still have some currency left over, because we don't have money, we have currency, and you decide you want to convert it into something that can hold its value for long term, that's where the gold and silver comes in. The gold and silver in and of itself isn't going to do you much. What it will do is it will preserve some of your purchasing power so that when you need that purchasing power in the future, either you will be able to barter, that is trade the gold and or silver for what you want, if people are willing to trade for it, or you may be able to trade it into the new currency, whatever that is at the time, and simply go buy what you're looking for, or you simply hold it Because if you're in a time of scarcity, nobody wants your money, nobody wants your gold, nobody wants your silver, because when everyone's starving, nobody's going to sell you food. When everybody's fighting, nobody's going to sell you bullets. And that's the thought that you have to keep in mind. And that's why I get on about gold and silver. It's kind of like you want to keep your purchasing power, but you don't want to keep it in the form of currency, which is like a tire with a slow leak. It's losing a little bit of its purchasing power every day, every day, every day. But when it's in gold and silver, your purchasing power is like a tire that has no leak. It will simply hold that air pressure until you decide you want to let some of the air out by going to spend it. That's the difference. So anyway, when I mention gold and silver, that's only after you've taken into consideration all your other preparations and what you think is a suitable amount of all those materials, coupled with the notion that you have to store them and you have to guard them or provide some kind of security for them until you're ready to use them. And if you have additional currency left over and you're worried about it being debased or devalued, what do you put it into? What do you turn it into that will give you that long-term protection, that long-term insurance, as it's called sometimes, where it won't lose its purchasing power, and you may be able to trade it into whatever the new currency is, or just barter it directly in the future, assuming that the conditions are ripe for that. Anyway, that's the only reason I mention the gold and silver so often, because throughout all of human history, that's the only form of money that has ever retained its value indefinitely. Anyway, that, unless there's any questions or comments, I'm going to hand this back to my friend, my mentor.
JD.
Yes, come on up.
Yeah, you were saying there's 30 million people on this planet. I mean in America, there's 70 million. But my question to you is the Georgia Guidestones. How many people, in your opinion, know about the Georgia Guidestones and they're actually what they're going to do to people?
There are 300 million people in this country.
Well, not 30 million. I meant to say 330 million is the census figure, roughly. That's the official figure, but when you count in all the illegals in this country, the foreign invaders, you're well over 400 million. In fact, some would even put the number 500 million.
Yep.
So when I said 30 million, I probably got cut off. I said 330 million, but I may have been slightly clipped here by the transmission.
But how many people know about the Georgia Guidestones?
To answer your question, how many people do I think know about the Georgia Guidestones? Probably about 5%.
About 5%.
Yeah, most people, when I talk, I always ask at some point when the conversation goes in that direction, I will always ask if they've ever heard about the Georgia Guidestones. And on average, so far, it's been about 5% of the people I ask will say, yes, I've heard of them, which is not much. That means 95% haven't.
Yeah, same out here, too. Same percentage.
You know, and that's just a rough figure. It's not like I ever actually sat down and wrote down and kept a scorecard or anything. You know, just intuitively, that seems to be about the average that I've encountered over the last, I'm going to say probably 5 to 7 years.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. But, yeah, the Georgia Guidestones, that really is nerve-wracking. People should really understand that shit.
Well, you know, and my mother used to say sometimes, like sometimes I would ask her for something, and she would say, well, you know, it's not etched in stone. Well, I'll tell you what, the Georgia Guidestones and the reduction of the human population for these New World Order people, these international communists, it is etched in stone.
I agree.
Well, I have gold and silver saved, but I want to buy farmland. So that's and plus,
okay, now remember, gold and silver is just it's just a mechanism to park your purchasing power in until you're ready to use it. But the time you're ready to use it, people may not be willing to trade at that time. It depends on the conditions of the environment. You know, if we're in a very violent environment, you know, you're not going to be worried about buying some of the essentials with it that you may need because you know no one's going to be willing to sell it to you anyway.
Yeah, I understand. Farmland is, in a way, similar. If it's not being utilized, you can't eat it either. But
yeah, exactly.
And plus, if you do make anything, you don't have to give anything to the government, unlike interest income or stocks or whatever. You don't share. I would rather lose $1,000 than give the government 1 cent.
I hear you. A thing with farmland is you're going to utilize it, you have to grow the food on it. And it's just like the rest of the commodities, you're going to have to guard it. You know, it could get so bad. I don't think that we can really imagine how bad it's going to be.
Well, Henry, you remember during the Civil War, at one point, Sheridan went into the Shenandoah Valley, and he literally wiped out every farm.
Yes, he did.
Well, they did that here, too. 80% of our county belongs to the government. It's either half of its prisons or half of its federal wildlife reserve.
And I'm not just talking about people stealing. I'm talking about the enemy just fucking burning it.
Yes, he did. And that's when the war of attrition really ramps up, when they start going after, you know, initially it'll be fighting against fighting elements. But very quickly, the war escalates into fighting anyone they perceive as an enemy, civilian or not, child or not, woman or not, doesn't matter. Their idea just becomes war of attrition, destroy the enemy at all costs. And they view us, the international communists, view us as enemies.
Well, they're going to have to move materials, I mean food, and they're going to have supply lines too. And there's some where we're going to come into play. We're going to take it away from them.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it was interesting. I told you I was just watching that series. It's called The Ming Dynasty. And this was back in the 1300s, 1400s. And they were having big wars at times, trying to consolidate their control with the Mongols, who were the previous rulers of China until the Chinese took back control of it. But there was still a lot of turf wars going on, big wars. And at one point, the emperor says, you know, I didn't know what war was until I engaged in war, and I found out war is about supplies, materials, logistics.
Absolutely correct. And on the vaccine front, there was it came up on the stupid box as far as I came upstairs here. Johnson & Johnson had to, put a hold on their research on their vaccine because someone had a real terrible reaction to it. Now, how long have they been doing this since it's retard? And you got to be retarded to let them stick some kind of fucking tested shit in your goddamn arm. Got it stuck in their arm. And, you know, he made it a month before it fucking attacked him. Maybe he made it a week. Maybe he made it an hour. You don't know. But the bottom line is I keep coming back to the Zantac 20 years later when they cleared the fucking shelf. I mean, you can't tell. I mean, they could be making different formulas for different kills at different times when they can come around and still with this coronavirus, just like they won't let go of fucking 9/11. Now, everybody goddamn that I know knows that that was a fucking false flag. But as long as they can say it, you know, it's like Goebbels said, just keep saying it. It don't matter if anybody believes it or not. Why did it happen? Coronavirus, man. It's coronavirus.
Hey,
that's why the billionaires became trillionaires. Coronavirus. That's why you're poor. It's coronavirus. Go ahead.
The soil in the ground, ain't that tainted, like from the chemtrails and shit? Like,
of course.
You know, even with these people that are communists, like, they gotta grow food too, but the soil is no good. And how are you supposed to grow food?
Well, you grow it underground with fucking LEDs.
Oh,
that's how the best pot's growing, I know.
You just remind me, the FDA approved stuff. Now, remember in the 60s, there was something called thimidylide.
Mm-hmm.
And that caused severe birth defects to the point where children were born without arms and legs. They were basically torsos with a couple of stubs sticking out of them. And those were FDA approved, and that wiped out. Oh, well, God, how many years they said that was allowed, thousands and thousands of those kids were born like that just because they said, nah, this is good for you.
Well, in the 40s and 50s, the women of the soldiers on the bases, they were giving them goddamn pills with fucking radiation in them just to see what they would do to their fetuses, pregnant women. To see how it would affect the fetus. You gotta remember the monsters you're dealing with. They gave them syphilis and let it progress and just study what it did to them as it killed them. These fucking people are fucking maniacal monsters. And that's what you're up against. You can't have no fucking mercy on them. You gotta go at them 110%. You gotta fucking slaughter them and to a fucking man and then go for the ones around the world. Get the fucking Rothschilds. Get them all, once and for all. And then maybe we can have some fucking peace on this earth.
Hey guys.
Go ahead.
This is Hal. Sorry about the background noise. Three things. Like you were talking yesterday, you know, you got more shit you got, the more
Yep.
You got to guard it. So there might come a time when you have to frickin' parlay with some other fuckheads or or fight them until everyone's dead.
Exactly.
Another thing, as far as growing, you got to do what the fuck you got to do. So the best, better,
you're
doing what you can and learning it now.
Yep.
And invest in chickens, too, because they lay eggs.
Exactly, man.
But you're right about the gold and silver and stuff. I mean, if you can get it, get it. If you can't, just make sure you can guard what you got.
That's it, man.
By all means, man.
Hide it. If you're going to have a large stash, if you're going to have a large stash of food or any other commodity that you intend to trade for other commodities, bury it and have the deal made and make sure you have, when you do the exchange, that you have the command of the fucking field. That's what I would recommend.
Yep. And another thing is, if at all possible, and you can acquire somehow, you know, somebody's supply line and stuff, you might have towns around you, and you take care of them people, they're more than likely going to be on your side.
Yes, sir. They're already they're already out there like you wouldn't believe.
Yep.
God damn right they
are. Yep, we got a lot of shit that people don't even know about. You know?
Yes, we do.
But anyway, I'll get out of here. I'm a noisy fuck. You guys, take care.
Take care, brother. Anyway, we are 20 minutes past the top of the hour, so we're going to call it good, and we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, just expect it to keep escalating at every angle. And right into November, I mean, they have to shit or get off the pot is what it's coming down to. Because everything's out in the open. There's no truth in anything they're doing, and people, when you get rid of all of the truth, you can't even have good propaganda. You can't even have half-assed propaganda. And it's going to have to give. And I'm thinking this fucking November when this whole shit starts, and then they'll start the rioting and all the stuff. And then, you know, it was almost, people were shooting people. People are shooting people right now. But I think this is when you're going to see the escalation, because it's going to be to the point of, fuck, you know what? I got nothing to lose. Anyway, if you want to do something, anything, well, go ahead and, you know, let everybody know who you are and what you will not accept. Unregistered to vote. And that is The Word from the Trenches.